This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Time to give away some money.
Boom.
Get $1,000. Boom.
Boom.
Boom. B-O-O-M. Like boom coming over. Yeah. Boom. Text BOOM to 72881 by the end of this hour, and you could win $1,000. That number again, 72881. Message and data rates apply. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. BOOM is this hour's code word. What?
Oh, is this me?
This is how we do it.
Ow. Ow.
Ow.
Callie.
I don't think so.
I'm going back to Cali.
I don't think so. Oh, yeah,
there's
Yuzi.
There's a good time looking for me.
Come on, Yuzi, scream it. Don't worry, drinks.
I'm coming.
Nobody can say no.
When Jesus say yes, nobody can say no. Oh, that's from Bryn. Oh, Ozzy.
Don't you take what you want from me, take what you need from me, take what you want and go.
Oh, doobies!
Woo!
With that love, where would you be now?
Now.
With that love. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That's my jam.
She mighty, just letting it all hang out.
Ow.
Ow.
Ow. That's fat.
No more of that.
Woo!
Oh!
You and I. Woo! Lux apartment.
Midday
the sky. Midday's got a piece of the pie.
Oh, goodbye, Yellow Brick
goodbye,
Road.
Goodbye, morning show.
Oh.
It's been a good 20 years, yo.
Yeah, yo.
Yeah, yo.
Yeah.
Call it the blues.
She even got her blue shirt on.
Oh, Sprado.
Why don't you come to your senses?
Oh, we're going all Eagles. She flies to the limit.
Stripper music.
Oh, wait.
This is our last chance to find out the truth, for God's sake.
Right. What do you want? This one right here?
Hoes!
Yuzi, tell us something we don't know about you on your last day on the morning show.
Nah. Oh, I wouldn't give you the satisfaction.
Oh, damn it.
Wow.
That hurt.
Came off a little hostile.
In case you're just joining us, Yuzette is moving to Middays. Yuzette got her own show. Our little girl's going home on her own.
I got my own spinoff.
Oh. So where does that leave Lexi?
Yeah, let's get
let's
her in
find
there.
Out. Lexi, on, get Lexi. Your ass in here, girl.
She got her headphones?
Yeah, she got her headphones.
Okay, saw
perfect.
My name?
Lexi.
Hi.
Lexi.
Oh my God.
Let me ask
God.
You something, because I wasn't sure about this when we talked about it earlier. How long have you lived in Sacramento?
Okay. So I started in Sacramento over 2 years ago, and then I moved to the Bay, and then I moved back to Sacramento about a year ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you've mostly been commuting from Sac.
Absolutely.
Oh.
It's been not so fun.
Yeah. Right.
It's been exhausting. Like today I drove, and I usually just take Barden, and it was like, it's taking forever.
Take forever.
What time did you leave your house this morning?
Today, 6:15.
Oh, oh my
just,
God.
You just got here. Just got here. I had time to pee before I came in here.
That is so bad for your lifestyle.
Who are you telling?
Right. Yeah. So, well, you're making the
she
change.
She goes, what lifestyle?
Yeah.
So that's good?
Yeah, absolutely. I just, it was time. I was trying to make this where I'm like, how can we do this? And there just wasn't a way to make it work. So I decided to.
I'm sure Sacramento Radio can't wait to hire you.
Maybe I'll apply for jobs there. I have not exactly done that. I have prospects around, but I just.
Well, you voice track some stuff. You have some stuff going on.
I do have stuff going on. Right. And, you know, my mom is 79, so I'm like,
good to be there with mom.
Oh,
Vaughn has brought Vaughn. Lexi some
Thank
flowers.
Thank you so much. Vaughn Devon, I love you, Vaughn Devon. Give me a hug.
Vaughn Devon.
Vaughn Devon. He's
the
always.
Lexi. Love her.
Yeah, I stalk him on Facebook all the time. He's got good content. Thank you so much. That
he's
is so
got
sweet.
Good content.
I mean, I love him to death. It's not just his content.
Uh-huh. Well, it's funny. I mean, not funny at all. I mean, there's actually, you know, there's some sadness. Change is terrible, and but it's you know, it's been really fun getting to know you over the last couple years.
It's been a blast.
Yeah.
And it wasn't easy. Like, I wasn't like dancing up and down when I was like, oh, I quit. I was like, oh my gosh, how do I? And it was hard. Right. It was very hard. But Yuzi's going to kill it.
I think so too.
She actually said she's not going to kill it. I'm going to murder it.
Once you stop driving every day and you're just working wherever it is you've decided to take a gig, you're going to be so much more happy.
I don't feel like I'm a person right now. Right. So, like, I'm like, this is not even my normal. Co-worker type person who people have worked with me before. Like,
I agree with that. I've known you for about 15 years.
Yeah, we worked together when we were at Movin, and I was actually telling her when to work.
Yeah.
So, and that's another thing. Like, I'm kind of used to more behind the scenes stuff. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, the best of luck to you, to both of you, really. I mean,
Thank you
know, it's big shoes to fill, and you know, now we've been joking all morning. It's morning show all day.
All day, every day.
Just extends into the midday.
I love you, Yuzi. I love all of you. You guys are so real and funny and entertaining and just, there's nobody like you guys.
Spoken like someone who has to do the commute.
Because
you know?
I hear you, a lot of you.
Traffic is good for business, Lexi, as you know. Did we get any texts for the ladies? Because I know a lot of people were asking about you as they were congratulating you.
Yeah, there's why is Lexi leaving? I love her. She's great.
I'm not.
She just told you.
I'm not seeing my family. I'm not having a life.
She doesn't feel like a person.
I don't feel like a person.
That's not a way to feel.
No, but I mean, you know, and it's a testament to what we do for a living. I wanted to try, like I said, to make it work. And it just, not so much.
Congratulations, Yuzi.
Thank you. Vinny, this is funny. Someone goes, glad Johnny V can retire sooner now that Yuzette has her own show. What?
There you go.
No.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Are you going to be less of a salesman widow now?
Well, maybe a little less because she won't have to go to bed at, you know,
at 6 p.m.
It'll take an effort on your part to change. Like, you're not.
I got to stay up later.
You're going to have to make yourself just change the hours. Right. But once you do, you'll be. You don't have to get up.
Then I'll feel like a person.
Yeah.
You will, 20
you
years
can
and
stay
I'll
up
like
with your husband and watch a show.
Yeah. Right. And if you have a sex dream, you can go into his room and take care of business.
Right.
Because it'll, you know, be a reasonable hour.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I heard that break the other day.
I know, huh?
Boy, you really are up early. I can't even imagine. Can you imagine leaving at 6:15 for a job you have to get to at 10 a.m.?
Day after day.
Oh, my God.
The rolling dialogue in my head would be, they do not pay me enough for this. There is no
spend more time on the road than on the air.
This is worth it.
I do. Uh-huh. And then, you know, the other day I'm like, Yuzi, I've got a flat tire.
Oh, Yeah. Or the train's late. There's emergency on BART.
Any little thing will totally. What were we saying,
Vinny? What was that story you did this morning about something little will ruin your day or whatever? Yeah. Right. I was thinking about Lexi, just like little things that she has to go through every morning that just makes
her. It's like just being on the road for a few minutes, and the person where you're like, I didn't leave that space so you could get into it.
That
space was
cushion.
So I don't hit the person in front of me.
Yeah.
And use a blinker.
That part.
You know, all that stuff is enough to, and depending on your mood, you can either be like, I'm all right, or, oh, you just.
Well, it's, I hate the person I turn into in the car sometimes. Like, I actively fight against that person. And it's hard when every day you're fighting against it for 6 hours.
Right. Yeah. I try to do the Vinny philosophy. It's like, look at the sunrise and the rolling hills. And
oh, yeah. That's Vinny's philosophy for sure. Good call, Lexi.
She's right.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never met anyone as zen as you.
Please tell you that I will be her intern.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, are you going to have interns?
I will not be having interns.
Oh.
Me, myself, and I. Right, Lexi?
Oh, yeah. It's solo dolo.
Yeah.
With Yuzi doing midday, can you bring back that epic game? I missed that so much from the days with the old midday girl.
Oh. We'll do something, but
yeah, we'll do something.
A trivia is not my strong suit. So I don't want to have to lose to
Vinny's
Vinny
like,
every day.
I really want there to be a trivia game.
He just wants to win every day.
He keeps bringing it up.
I'm not bringing it up. They are.
Mm-hmm. You get to pick, though. You could skip that one.
Yuzi is crazy. Her husband, Alan Rickman, absolutely had an affair with his secretary in Love Actually.
Yeah, and then someone. And
they didn't show it.
That's exactly what I was going by in my mind.
But
I was
she
thinking,
was, like,
I never saw
there,
them having sex.
Sitting there with her legs open, like, it's all for you, sir.
Oh, that's a nice thing to say.
I guess because I never saw.
Buys her the necklace.
I knew they wanted to, but I didn't realize they did it.
Well, I mean, didn't they?
I'm telling you, I don't know.
Right. Well,
I didn't.
I remember
see
the
it.
First time I ever saw it. I'm like, but no one knows that he did. No. Over the years, I've come to accept that he was banging the girl.
Well, the necklace.
Yeah, the necklace.
The
so
necklace.
Sad.
I don't know what any of that means.
You know, someday you'll watch Love Actually. And
Sarah, ask John what the mourning period is before you can start dating. Then it relieves your guilt.
It's not going to be about guilt. I don't need to know what the mourning period is. I'll always be mourning. Jesus, let's hope nothing happens. Let's get old together.
Of course Vinny likes Valencia Street. It's been completely gentrified.
Oh, of course, Vinny.
Of course.
Of course.
I didn't like it before. I only like it now.
Yeah.
415. Ah, gonna miss Lexi, Lexi, Lexi.
Lexi. Oh, yeah, let's play Lexi's
Lexi
song.
Yeah, play Lexi's song.
Lexi. Oh.
Lexi, Lexi.
I'm convinced this is the only reason I'm popular.
Lexi, Lexi, Lou. Well, poor Lexi. I actually felt so bad for you when you first started here and people started saying you can't call her by her actual name because of the friggin' home assistant that everybody has.
Yeah.
It's what a pain in the ass.
It was original when I was born.
Yeah.
And I thought Billy Joel had ruined it for me, but I was wrong.
Yeah. Didn't he name his daughter?
Yeah.
Which you can't even say her name now because it'll wake up everybody's thing. And then it might stop your stream from happening. And we need streams, people.
That part.
Stream us. For God's sake. Lexi, 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 Lexi Lou.
Sarah, I love you so much.
Oh, that's a nice thing to say. You're sweet. I really wish that you would come. I was hoping that you'd be at my 4th of July party because I was like, I'm going to make that girl sing.
I wanted to come so bad.
Yeah, but the thing with you living 3 hours away, I see why that's like, and then I got to drive back.
Or she would have crashed in your guest room.
Yeah, well, I could have arranged that.
You would have kicked Bryn out.
I know. I think Bryn slept there that night. No, did you? Did you sleep over on 4th of July this year?
I wasn't there this year. I believe.
That's right. They threw a thing for you. Steve Villa.
Village. Village, everyone.
And was Rick Rose there too?
I wasn't there, so I don't know.
Yeah, how would you know?
Are you asking me?
I don't know.
I have a Filipino wife I've only met once. How you doing?
And she's married to some other guy. And she's got like 4 kids or whatever. But we're in love. It's on Facebook. It's happening. So you missed out on all that, Lexi.
I wanted to be there.
I wanted you too.
Bad.
I would long for closeness.
Hey, you call me. I'll be
invite you this year.
Yes,
I'll
be there.
And then you can make the trek.
And I'll figure out what 70s song I'm going to sing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
sing. I think we might do the 60s.
Oh, she just said she wants to do the 70s.
Well, there's lots of decades, but...
Right. I get a wig. I can do the 60s.
Yeah, do the 60s. 60s sort of blend into the early 70s and stuff, so...
I threw the rest of those away.
And that is it? Everyone, you're going to be here the rest of the week, or no? Is today your last day, too?
This is it.
Make no mistakes where you are.
This is it.
The party's over.
All right. Lexi, goodbye and best wishes.
Thank you.
And Yuzat, good luck with your new shift. It's going to be amazing. You're going to kill it. I just know it.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
I think that's a no-brainer. Alice, I mean, honest to God, good luck with this computer system. I wish you well.
Because you
that's why I'm telling you, if it wasn't for Bryn, this boat would have crashed and burned long ago.
Oh my God.
I'm always like, what have I done?
This studio it's just everything's all over the place. And for me, like, I'm reaching everywhere. I've been doing shifts on the weekends. That microphone's falling down.
Oh.
I'm holding it up, trying to read stuff, look over here and record off Vox Pro. It's great.
It's not elegant.
Look, it is what it is. I, you know, it's an honor working with you. You're one of my favorite people in the whole world.
Are we on?
Oh, that's sweet.
Yep.
Yeah, this thing's on.
This thing's on.
All right.
It's happening.
Yes, it's an honor to work with. As you were saying, it's an honor to work with you.
You echo what Sarah says.
Yeah.
Ditto.
Cool.
It was funny this morning hearing you saying that you spend so much of your time like worried about all of us and, you know, keeping our lives together, and I'm actually happy for you that you don't
now
have to
we'll
worry
whether she's going to be here on time or whether we're staying longer.
Caltrains is running late.
Believe me, like I told you, because I'm due practice runs tomorrow and Friday, but
that's
I'm,
so funny.
I'm aiming at a 7 o'clock train to be in Belmont for like a 7:03 train or something like that.
Yeah,
that gets me into the city sometime after 8 o'clock or so. And then making my way to the station.
Yeah.
So my goal is to be here just about 9 o'clock every day.
Right.
Barring someone jumping in front of the train.
Well, listen, if you're not here, we'll unplug the mouse from the computer and put it in Michael Martin's office and tell
him. It'll be fine.
We're out of here, buddy.
Yeah, sorry. We gotta go.
Here's the wheel. Have a good
one. I'm sure that'll be here at some point.
Michael takes the wheel.
Michael takes the wheel. All right, we'll see you back
guys,
here tomorrow.
Love you.
Have good practice runs.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.